Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
That Man United-Arsenal rivalry was incredible. And the way it developed that stage, they get the one league title. You have Ronaldo in there, you have Rooney in there. I think it was incredible, really.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, the refereeing appointments for the first round of European knockout ties are confirmed. Another Connacht player has committed to the province, and Nigel Owens has his say on what is and isn't a red card offence. First today, the referees have been confirmed for the last 16 fixtures in the Investec Champions Cup and Challenge Cup. French official Pierre Brousset will oversee Leinster's fixture with Leicester on April 6th. Brousset was supposed to referee Ireland's Six Nations win over Italy, but was replaced by Luke Pearce due to injury. April 7th sees Munster go to Northampton in a game that will see Mike Adamson lead an all-Scottish officiating team. It will be Adamson's second appointment this season at Franklin's Gardens in the competition, having been the man in the middle for the Saints' 61 points to 14 thrashing of Bayonne in January. And Andrea Piardi, who refereed Ireland's win over Wales and was assistant in the defeat to England, will oversee Connacht's Challenge Cup tie away to Poe. Staying with refereeing, and Nigel Owens has had his say on the proposed 20-minute red card. World Rugby are considering whether to take a Super Rugby trial worldwide, wherein a player shown a red card can be replaced after a 20-minute period. Owens was asked about the proposal on this week's URC Roundtable with a warning for World Rugby.
What I think we need to look at, and this is a personal view, is we need to sit down and really look at exactly what is a red card. We have to look at if something is complete accidental or even careless, but you know, there was no recklessness in it. It wasn't an act of thuggery. You weren't charging in with a head or shoulder, not caring where you hit somebody. If it was an act of sort of, you're sitting there and going, oh, us unlucky, then we need to look at, well, why are we giving a red card for something that is unlucky and there was no recklessness in it? So we need to differentiate, I think, first of all, between exactly what warrants a clear red card. And for me, if you go flying into a ruck with your shoulder first, your arms behind you, straight into the head of a player, which is a complete act of recklessness and dangerous, then for me you should be sent off, but then you shouldn't be replaced in 20 minutes. So they need to look at exactly how this all works, and that's where I think at the moment we're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place at the moment of trying to paper over. We don't want to spoil the game. Somebody sent off unluckily for 60 minutes, they're down to 40 men. Well, my question would be, well, if somebody's very, very unlucky, then why is he given a red card? So we need to look at exactly what constitutes a red card, I think. We also have to remember player safety is hugely, hugely paramount, and particularly here in the URC as well as any other competition in World Rugby and any other one as well. And we have to sort of change player behaviour. We have to get them out of that sort of recklessness, flying in, not caring where they're hitting people. We have to change that. What is evident is, are we actually changing that player behaviour? And then I'm a little bit specs. I can understand the need for the 20 minutes when somebody is unlucky. But as I said, that's something that needs to be addressed, whether it should be a red card or not. Or should it be, a different sanction for a different red card, who knows? But I also am a little bit sort of worried that if you're just going to lose, we're just going to be down to 14 men for 20 minutes, are we then taking away what we really need to be strong on, and that is changing player behaviour and making the game as safe as we possibly can.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men's 72-hour advanced deodorant. Tough on sweat, not on skin. Paul Boyle has become the latest player to extend their stay at Connacht. The back rower has agreed a one-year extension with the province. Boyle made his Connacht debut in January of 2018 after a spell at Lansdowne failed to produce an academy place at Leinster. He's proved himself most useful in the intervening 6 years, amassing 87 appearances for Connacht so far. With 20 tries, he's second only to Paul Muldoon in terms of top-scoring forwards out west. Owen Farrell hasn't closed the door on selection for next year's Lions tour. The out-half's England career was already on hold before he announced he'd be leaving Saracens to join Racing in the summer. His father is, of course, in charge of the Lions next year, and the younger Farrell was asked today if he'd put any thought into that tour of Australia.
It's not something that I've thought about it as of yet, no.
Have you not spoken to your dad about it at all?
Have I spoken to my dad about it? I've told him well done. If that counts. No, it's not, there's nothing to talk about. Whatever happens. It's nothing. There's no decisions to be made about any of that. And when it gets closer to time, I guess things become clearer. They don't, and you see how people are at that time. So there's nothing to talk about. I don't think there at the minute.
Farrell had a similar answer when asked about a prospective England comeback today. The 32-year-old was also asked if any negative media had breached his walls after his decision to step away from the international scene.
At times, yeah, I guess so, but it only comes back to what I've been trying to do the whole time is just to do my best for the people that around you, and do the best for yourself. So I guess that's the constant that stays throughout that. And as I said, I don't really try and look too much into it. And obviously it's hard to get away from nowadays, but you kind of feel it at times, but it'd be wrong of me to entertain it too much, I guess, because I guess anybody's opinion I respect, or anybody's opinion who I think of, or anybody I know, to be honest, I wouldn't see them going into comment sections and writing stuff. I don't know anybody that would do that. So I guess my thoughts on that would be why should I think about it too much? But as I said, you do kind of get a sense of it. I mean, I deleted social media for the whole of the World Cup, and you still kind of feel that it's there. So, as I said, the one thing that stays constant is that you try and do your best.
Now, Manu Tuilagi's England career effectively came to a close last night with confirmation of his move to Bayonne. The 32-year-old has agreed a 2-year deal with the top Qatar's club. France head coach Fabien Galthié claims some of his players put on too much weight after the World Cup. He was addressing the media for the first time since the Six Nations, in which they finished second behind Ireland. Galthié described the opening night defeat to Ireland as a tragedy for his team, saying that captain Gregory Aldridge told him after the match to tell his players not to think too much about the loss. The head coach says they weren't at full strength returning to camp in January, with Galthié telling the media between the World Cup and the start of the tournament, the players had also gained body fat for various reasons. Galthié says he'll bring a young squad to Argentina for this summer's tour. Finally, Emmanuel Feijoo-Wobosu has agreed a new long-term contract at Exeter after a breakthrough Six Nations with England. The winger's new deal will allow him to continue his medical degree at the city's university. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed wherever you happen to consume your podcasts. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.